The Pretenders and Brass and Pocket on B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go. It is 7:51, which means we are actually a little past time to start the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip? Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Let's do it. So, Jonathan Joss. You would know him as the actor who voiced John Redcorn on King of the Hill. Take a listen.
There must be some mistake.
That's not what the DNA says.
Well, it's wrong. Dale never cheated on you.
Yeah, he was shot and killed during a dispute in San Antonio. A neighbor opened fire, then tried to flee the scene but was caught and arrested nearby. Joss also appeared in Parks and Rec, Ray Donovan, and True Grit. He was 59. After Taylor Swift regained control of all her music Friday, the Spotify streams of her first six albums doubled the same day. For instance, Speak Now increased by 430%, and 1989 went up 110%. Oh, I have a little something for you. Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up just passed 1 billion Spotify streams. Wonder why that would be. Because we like Rickrolling you. And Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo struggled to spell the word fuchsia during a live spelling challenge with the Scripps National Spelling Bee winner, Faison Zaki.
Kelly and Mark, your word is fuchsia.
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 F-U-C. Yeah, I think that's right.
F-U-C-I-A?
Oh.
I know. F-U-S-C-I-A.
The correct spelling is F-U-C-H-S-I-A. Very close.
Faison.
Another trophy.
So Mark Consuelos walked off. It was a joke, though. Anyway, Miley Cyrus recently said she regrets about 80% of her tattoos, yet she just got another one. It's the word muse in small letters below her right shoulder. I think she has like 161 or something. They're not huge, though. They're all tiny ones all over the place. Shane Hawkins revealed that his late father Taylor's favorite Foo Fighters song to perform was not Aurora, as many people assume.
People say, like, you know, that song Aurora was his favorite to play, but that's a lie. So it's called Low.
Yeah. Low is the song, and it's also not true that Dave didn't want him to play that song because it was too hard to play. So anyway, Mikel T. Williams' son, who played Bubba in Forrest Gump, says he's never been to a Bubba Gump restaurant because he's never been, quote, properly invited. Well, you're supposed to invite him? Dude, just go. It's a public restaurant. Downton Abbey, the grand finale teaser trailer is out.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 1930.
My God, what a melody.
You will be a sensation.
So that stars Hugh Bonneville and Elizabeth McGovern. It premieres in theaters September 12th. Rod Stewart had to cancel his Vegas residency show just hours before start time on Sunday because he wasn't feeling well. And Blake Lively has withdrawn her claims of intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress. Wow, that was a lot of words. Against Justin Baldoni, her It Ends With Us co-star and director. That title is really taking on a new meaning, right? And a dirt alert. Not that that shouldn't have been one. So Dolly Parton reportedly turned down an invite to Meghan Markle's Netflix show.
Yeah, that's what I understand this morning.
So Dolly's team thought Meghan was just trying to use her and they didn't want to risk Dolly's reputation and popularity by associating with Meghan. Why do I feel like Dolly didn't make that decision? Anyway, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome, I guess.